Good morning to each one. Let's begin with prayer. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to gather with brethren who are trusting in you for their salvation and who we can fellowship together with, share our hearts. And I pray that through the words that I have to share and others, that we could be blessed and hear from you and your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone know what insect is famous in Proverbs? I think there's more than one, but what's one of them? Yeah, the ant. So I'd like to look a little bit at ants. I was recently listening through Proverbs, and several themes stood out to me. But one of them was diligence and going to the ant. So I'm going to read Proverbs 6:6 through 11 to begin. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So I believe that God has given us his creation to show us more of himself and the principles that he wants for mankind to live by. There's many, many things in nature that we can learn about that are applicable to our lives. And I believe the ant shows us diligence. That's what Proverbs teaches. And it also, another thing that I found interesting was brotherhood. Ants teach us about brotherhood, but that's another topic. We're just going to look at diligence this morning. So I was reading some about ants, and there's really a lot of fascinating things about ants. Does anyone know what ant farms as a farmer? They're called leaf cutter ants, and they're famous for cutting leaves off trees, but they don't actually eat the leaves. They can, one colony of leaf cutter ants can take all the leaves off of a full-sized tree in one day, but they don't eat the leaves. They chew them up. They first take them down into the ground, and they chew them up, and they feed them to fungus, and then the fungus is what they eat. So they farm fungus underground and then eat the fungus. And it's just fascinating how there's so many different leafcutter ants. There's the ones that go out and get the leaves, but then there's ones that ride back on the leaves. They're really tiny, and they get the parasites and things off the leaves that would harm the fungus once they got it underground. So they have these tiny little ants that are on the leaves that pick off the parasites. And then they take them down, and there's ants underground that are putting something on the leaves that will keep it from diseases to grow and things. And then there's the ants that are actually tending the fungus, and many different there's soldiers that are guarding the whole process. It's just fascinating. And then There's another kind of ant that is totally blind. All the workers are totally blind. Does anyone know what kind of ant that is? It's the army ant. They're totally blind. They go through the woods in like a river of ants and eat everything living in their path, or all the insects and things. And all the workers are totally blind. They have these scout ants that go out in front and find the food, and then the worker ants come and follow by smell. They go after the scout ants and find the food. And then there's another ant that enslaves other ants, makes them work for them. And that's what they're totally designed for. If they didn't have slave ants, they would all die because they can't even feed themselves. They gotta have slaves to do everything for them. They can't tend their own larva or anything. They've gotta get other ants to take care of themselves. And it's fascinating how they do that. That sounds like it's not diligence, but they have very diligent methods of getting their slaves. Anyway. Does anyone want to guess how big the largest ant colony in the world is? Guess really big and then you'll still be wrong. No, bigger. I did not believe this, and I had to research into it a lot, and all I could find was that it was accurate. But the largest ant colony is 3,700 miles long, and it's over in Europe. It goes from Spain to Italy, I believe are the two countries. And the reason they know that it's the same colony, so they took ants from one end of the colony to the other end, and they introduced them to the other end, and they were accepted into the colony. And that shows that they're the same colony because if even ants of the same kind, say they're army ants, different colonies will attack each other. They're not friendly to anything other than their own colony. So you can test it by going, you take ants from one spot, take it to another, and that proves that it's from the same colony. But anyway, they're invasive, so they took over, they killed ants in that region and just spread like really fast. So it's amazing how diligent ants can be and how much we can learn from them. In Proverbs verse 7, it says, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. And that's what scientists say as well, even though they wouldn't believe the Bible. They make that point of that they don't have anyone telling them what to do. They're just, it's just amazing teamwork of them all. They all have their specific rules, and they all do that, and it makes an incredible teamwork. So there are many areas in life that we're called to diligence and faithfulness. What are some areas that you think of that are important for diligence and faithfulness? Yep, thought of that one.
Getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Good.
Maintaining a relationship with your spouse.
Yep.
Maintaining a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep. Reading the Bible, praying, takes a lot of diligence. Yeah. Another one was Leonard had a message on going to this world that takes a lot of diligence, and you can easily become lazy. We see what we need to do in front of us, but we don't feel like it, and we go the other way instead of talking. Yeah. And just relationships in general take a lot of diligence and faithfulness and going through the grind of it, even when it's not exciting. Yeah, so let's remember the ant this week as we go through our lives and many things in creation. Let's observe creation and marvel at the plan of God for our lives. So God bless you all.